The village of Aniak is in mourning. In October, the Kuskokwim River community lost its volunteer fire chief, Pete Brown, who died of cancer. Brown was a force for pulling people in the village together for good. Now Aniak residents are hoping to honor his legacy by taking one program he started to other communities across the nation. APRN's Annie Fite reports.
Last month, Aniak's community center caught fire. In the morning cold, a group of teenage girls responded. They helped save the structure from burning to the ground. As they worked the fire hose lines, the girls had extensive training to draw on, thanks to Pete Brown, the late fire chief. Brown's close friend in town, Gwendolyn Brock, still marvels at what they accomplished.
They were there alongside with the adults, helping to put out the fire. You know, and I think we just don't realize what he did. I think we do, but we really don't.
Pete Brown started the Dragon Slayers, a group of teenagers in Aniak who are trained to respond to emergency medical calls and fires. He got the group going in the early 1990s when his own son was hit by an ATV and badly injured. His son recovered, but Brown couldn't believe how long it had taken to get help. He decided to take matters into his own hands. Thomas Brock is Aniak's mayor and served alongside Brown as the assistant fire chief in town.
You could say he was the ultimate volunteer. I mean, his service to this community was truly selfless. Not only to, you know, our local community here, but, you know, he really, really inspired people from around the world.
The Aniak Dragon Slayers have been featured on Oprah, in People magazine, and in USA Today. A major motion picture was in the works, but never panned out. Gwendolyn Brock has lived in the community for 3 decades. She wonders if people even remember what it was like before Pete Brown revitalized the fire department.
And yeah, we had a volunteer fire department, but they had this old clunker of a fire truck where the water froze half the time. So they get ready to go to put out a fire, and then nothing would come out of the hose. And so, I mean, it's not funny, but then all it could do was stand there and watch stuff burn. It was like, okay, guys, let's put out the fire. You know, so it's like, oh my God. So Pete came along and, you know, saw that the community needed to be about people helping people.
Pete Brown was a Vietnam War vet and a poetry lover who arrived in Alaska in the 1970s and lived for years with his family in a remote cabin miles from Aniak. In the village, he worked for the troopers for a while and held other jobs around the community over the years. But his life was devoted to helping kids. Dave Lemaster is a former teacher who worked closely with Brown. He says he's never seen anyone as good with kids as Pete Brown was.
They sense genuine love, and he genuinely loved kids and young people and teenagers. And they could feel that, even though he'd be real gruff and yell at them and get moving type of thing. And they just responded.
Lemaster says Brown's vision was to give teenagers a skill they could turn into a career. Brown launched a new program several years ago called Camp Kickash. It's 2 weeks of intensive emergency response and fire training for kids across rural Alaska. Lemaster says the camps have been held in Aniak, Kotzebue, Galena, and at the University of Alaska Fairbanks campus.
And so it's not only an opportunity for them to get training in emergency medicine, but they also get a chance to be, they're away from home, they're living in a dorm environment, they're getting college credits, so giving them a little taste of what college would be like. And that's not so scary, it's not so impossible.
Gwendolyn Brock has watched Camp Kickash transform kids' lives, and she thinks it's a model that could work in other parts of the U.S., in inner cities as well as rural areas. With that in mind, she helped start the Pete Brown Foundation.
I've been trying to find a way to make sure that we don't forget who he was and what he did.
Brock knows it's going to take a lot of work, but she's sure Pete Brown's idea, so simple and powerful, can spread across the country.
Think about kids helping people in their community, taking a responsibility for the fact that I live here too. And I count, I matter, I can do something worthwhile. You know, and that's what what it's all about. That's what it was all about for him.
So far, the Pete Brown Foundation only has about $2,000, but Gwendolyn Brock knows lots of people who want to donate. And she also knows a small start can lead to big things. That's one lesson Pete Brown taught everyone. In Antioch, I'm Annie Feit.